Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And that dude, that guy, Mr. DSP himself. Ladies and gentlemen, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, the Dark Knight, Don Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Don't be trying to make me sound like I'm all that. When you, sir, you are the reason the clock goes tick-tock. You, sir, are the reason that prayers are answered. You, sir, are the reason that there's ink for pens for us poets to pontificate upon poetry. It is I who am happy to be around you, sir. You, so, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce you, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. the reason I got a beard and you don't, a.k.a. don't judge me by the hazel eyes, a.k.a. yeah, that's me. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? Chilling, man. Chilling, man. How you feeling, man? You doing all right?
Listen, I'm good. I ain't complaining none. And besides that, when you complain, who's listening?
Oh, so, man, everybody's listening. Good right now. You know, everybody going to listen. They're going to talk about you after they listen, you know.
Very true, very true. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods who allow me an opportunity to sit next to my brother and we could do what we came here to do and let the voodoo do what we do. So I'm in a good space, man.
Amen. How's your week? Brother. Amen, brother. Oh, man, my week is going great, man. You know, I ain't got no complaints, you know. Having a good time. Got some new challenges that arose, but you know, I just take it with a grain of salt and keep on ticking, man. Just keep on ticking, bro. That's all I can do.
Yeah,
I leave it to God.
That's
and God
what I'm
handles
talking about.
All, man. God handles all.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, because once we put it in God's hands, it's like the burden has just been relieved. You're like, you know what? Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, man, listen, check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening online and you desire to call in and get down with me and J-Rob, the wise son, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, go ahead and press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, but you want to get down, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You can be raw.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine. You got yours?
Come on. I got mine. And judging from some of the people who call, ooh, we got some people that want to be raw, man. We got some people that want to be raw, man.
Let them be raw, baby. Hey, let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who happens to be the CEO of Raw Links, but also the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Hit that brother up. Say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or say, look, let me cop me some of these Raw Links, baby. Hey, For Real, if you listen, I think I'm about due for some new Raw Links. I need me some new ones. You know, the ones I got are great, but I like my Raw Link swag, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, man, we in for a time tonight, bro. We in for a time tonight or what?
Listen, any time is a good time for that time to be a good time on the get down. So, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tonight is a good night. I'm looking forward to it, not forward.
Listen. Since you're looking forward to it, bro, why don't you go ahead, let the callers, the poets, the listeners, let them know what tonight is all about.
That's my pleasure. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, everybody, you know, Van and I are always up on this mission to get poets to stretch their pen. And in that same vein, tonight is no different. We want you to finish this prompt. My words create dot, dot, dot. My words create dot, dot, dot. I want to see, because me and Van was arguing, and Van is like, this is going to challenge him. And I'm like, no, he ain't going to get it, man. He's not going to get it. He was like, man, you be quiet. He's going to get it. I'm like, no, he's not. He's not going to get it, man. We got to make it a little bit easier for him. So I walk him down the aisle. He's like, no. The poets are going to get it. And I bet Van $5 that I was right. So that means if we go all the way through tonight, I owe that man $5. Y'all know J-Rob don't like losing no $5. That's train fare. But I'll lose it to my brother. So let's see. My words create dot, dot, dot. I'm anxious to hear what the poet came up with, Ben. What about you?
I'm anxious to hear, too, man. I mean, listen. Baby, take your socks off. Y'all will come up in here and do what you do. But before we let y'all do what you do, since I had the opportunity of blessing the mic first last week, I'm going to move out of the way. Benny,
is that what
spotlight,
happened?
Spotlight, bro. That's exactly what happened, bro. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the wise son is going to open up his words create for you. So, wise son,
was that last
brother,
week?
That was last week, bro. You can't get out of this. You can't get out of this. Ain't no way.
Okay, I'm just back.
So let me help you.
Okay.
Let me help you.
Come on.
Wise son.
Come on, help me out.
Go ahead. Get on down.
My words create instant images of instant gratification without any simplification or low cooperation from willing crowd participation. Words that create visions and subject matters that give aneurysms as people listen to these pieces and picture each word as if the vision they had already had cameras in them. My words create powerful patterns that produce positive air pocket continuums and give other words wings that sail across blank pages, leaving unimaginable thought concepts to digest in its wake. These are not displayed images of nothingness, but they are the totality of tolerated timelines that define time, but remind all of y'all that those times that mirror these times, just so you know that the next time that these pieces are good for you, anytime your mind is ready to receive a fresh disc of written reality, words that create emotional risque moments for your inhibition to fold into just in order to get you to warmly receive what I'm giving you even for the cool in you, while these Wharton Words records spin for the groove in you, because these words are agreeable and dig deep into you, making them so damn diggable. It's just an overall necessity of what well-placed puzzle pieces connected creatively is what a functional set of poetic words create vividly. And they create that for me. So overall, my words create, and that's that piece.
Yo. First of all, piece is fire, Dead Rob, on so many different levels. Because each stanza can create a whole nother poem. Yo, I don't know if y'all caught that or not, but each stanza can create a whole nother piece. But let me just go over a few of the parts of this one stanza that just grabbed hold of me. My man said, my words create powerful patterns that produce positive air pocket continuums and give other words wings that sail across blank pages, leaving unimaginable thought concepts to digest in its wake. Bruh. That is brilliance in ink. My man,
thank you. I'm just trying to catch up and keep up, bro. Thank you so much for that.
Bro, it's fire, bro. It's fire. Hey, man, now I know why he be wanting me to go first, y'all. I know why he be wanting me first.
Because he knows
that I don't want to follow him up after he does a piece like that. He knows it.
The lies. But wait.
What up, bro?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, the pilot that he's piloting this ship, he got it going on. So no, you ain't getting away with that, player. You ain't getting away with that, player. Listen, I'm finna step out the way. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're here, you'll understand why I'm tongue-tied. I mean, let's just cut to the chase, son. Let's cut to the chase. Please, get on down.
My pleasure, bro. My words create this unparalleled mystic universe, full of chaos and mixed with emotions wrapped up in each verse, where love and hate cannot reside peacefully, with the intent of understanding the full scope of fully manifesting an atmosphere where the life you prepared for can become non-existent. Yes, be so damn exquisite, filled with purpose and intent. My words create this passion that can be felt from miles away with obsession, that you can feel within your soul while your bodily fluids lose control, creating this holding pattern where you yearn. As you cling to the sheets of my words, my word actions, I call them verbs, while you bite the pillow in satisfaction, hoping that my words can penetrate the vaginal opening of your mind, where I will find total ecstasy within your cream-filled thoughts and desires. Well, desires try to become people, places, and things to be bought, not with money, but rather sensual expressions of what my words create without suppressions. So while you're trying to withhold your orgasm, my words become the greatest organism to uphold an age-old tradition, create a remixed rendition of just how amazing I think you are. So my words create an environment where my intoxication begins in your beauty bar, and you get the benefit of just hearing them roll off my lips while I touch your soul with my fingertips. My words create. My words create. From the mind of poetic.
Okay, for the record, I hate you. Just saying, it ain't gonna last very long. You know I love you, but for the next 26 seconds, I hate you. And let me explain. I'm not even gonna explain. Let me elucidate. This person My boy, this person said I call them verbs while you bite the pillow in satisfaction, hoping that my words can penetrate the vaginal opening of your mind, where I will find total ecstasy within your cream-filled thoughts and desires. Well, desires try to become people, places, and things to be brought, not with money, but with rather sensual expression of what my words create without suppression. In other words, you're just going to have to lay here and enjoy everything I'm about to do to you verbally. You nasty. Okay, let's just say that. You nasty, sir. You nasty.
Who, me?
This piece
hey,
is
man,
absolutely exquisite.
Thank you, man.
I like this piece. I'm going to steal. I'm telling you up front. I like this so much. I'm stealing a couple of lines from this piece.
Hey, man, have at it, bro. Have at it, bro.
This is good. And I'm kind of upset because I want to slide into the vaginal opening of your mind. Who said that?
Hey, man. Sometimes, man, you got to, the desire here to get down is to stretch the pen, right? That's our desire, right? That's what we do.
No argument there. No argument there.
What we do, you and I, we also get stretched. And then we create these kinds of pieces that pours more of us out like you wouldn't believe. So I appreciate the time.
Got you. Okay, I'm with you on that. I'm just, pardon me, I'm still mad at you. So my jealousy is coming out. So I'm still mad at you. Because this piece is really, really good.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Your piece is fire, bro. My piece is all right. I didn't want to follow you up. I promise you, I did not want to follow you up.
Allow me to please humbly tell you my piece was horrible in comparison to what I just read. I want to slide into the vaginal opening of your mind. That is the dopest joint.
I humbly appreciate you, bro.
I always get overly emotional when I'm talking to you because we family. I don't get emotional like that. That's you. That's you.
So, man, I just write what God tells me to write, man. I enjoy when He give me free reign to just be me, you know. I just get to be me, man, and I just go with it, you know.
I hear you. You just being you. I get you.
Being me, bro. Just being me.
I get you. You know what? When I start, because I haven't posted in a couple of weeks, so I was letting some of my people get their stuff off because I'm rereading everybody else's material. So I got some new bedroom candy for y'all, and I'm going to put some of this piece in the next bedroom candy. And my project is going to be Van Made Me Do It. So, yeah, this new set of bedroom candy is not going to be like the Black Boudoir. It's not going to be like Erotic Confessions. This bedroom candy is, this is something different. So, the first two pieces are your fault because you're a bad boy. You could have came in here real humble, but no. You took the microphone and you slapped people in the face with it and was like, take that, because you knew this piece was dope. That's why you made me go first, because you knew this piece was hot. You knew this piece was really dope, and some of the lines.
Hey, where's my whistle? Where's my whistle? There's a flag on the play, bro. Now you know good well I went first last week. Don't even try that. Don't even try.
While that is true, and I'm saying everything I'm saying to you, I'm saying while I'm wearing my official Spitfire shirt, but I'm saying to you from a place of jealousy because that piece was that piece was outstanding. So part of my jealousy, part of me being envious, I still got 55 seconds left to be mad at you. So. Y'all hear how my brother is doing me though right now? Y'all hear this? I'm mad at you till 9:25, and then we're gonna be all right. Then we brothers again. Right now, I'm jealous and envious, and I'm envious of Van. It's 9:25. Hey, Van, my man, brother, that's outstanding poetry. That was outstanding. I don't tell you this often, brother, but you're an incredible poet. And that piece,
thank you, bro,
is
likewise,
a social antithesis of how incredible your pen is. Absolutely,
thank you,
incredible,
brother. I appreciate you, brother. I feel the same way about you, man. But listen, we could sit here, we could do this all night. You know, we got a whole slew of people out here waiting to.
Is that right?
We got some people, man. We got people. You know, people. They come.
Okay.
They come through, man. We got people. You ready to see what the people got for us tonight?
Listen, man. You and I send out over 500 invitations every week. So if anyone decides to bless this show, yes, I am humble, and yes, I am. I do want to hear from them. So whoever you got on the mic, who's ever first, second, third, 25th, or 30th, let's talk to everybody, bro. Let them get
everybody
in on this good time that we have. We boys again. Let's get back to showing them what love is.
Oh, man, I'm on it. Y'all hear that? We boys again. Man, I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy right now.
I'm just saying. Don't make me cry. I'm just saying. We boys again.
Well, first up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe, sometimes hosting every other Friday with Iron Sharpened Iron. You know what? She just wears so many hats. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Jay Rob, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing awesome. How
hey,
you.
What's going on?
Amazing, amazing poetry. Amazing. Both of
you
guys.
That's what I said.
Y'all stay setting the bar high, but that's okay. It's okay. I'm good, but I tell you, I had to rush and scribble something because J-Rob wouldn't let me get off the phone. I'm just trying to tell y'all right now, okay? Yeah. Go ahead and lie.
Ben, do you see me clutching my pearls? I'm like, nigga. And she ain't nobody's nigga, but I got to say it because it works. Nigga.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
It was like 8:20. And I was like, I gotta write. I forgot I gotta write. And he kept on talking.
Wow.
Why, son? You kept her from writing a masterpiece?
Yes.
I have a retort. I have a retort.
Which is,
would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Van.
Yes, sir.
She lied her ass off. She did all that talking. And she was doing all this other stuff. She lied her ass off.
You see how he
said it was your brother that was like, look, you got to get up the line. I got to show it a couple of minutes. And she's like, I got to write something. But wait a second. Tell me what else you was talking about. And I'm like, I got to go. We can talk tomorrow. No. Just go take a minute. We can talk. And I hung up the phone in the air, man. I hung the phone up in her ear.
Lying?
Wow.
Why lots of that?
Wow. That's what we do? This is what happened? This is what happened, huh?
You know he lying, right, Van? You know he lying, right?
Mm.
All I did was, you know how I get? You want to tell you how he lying? And I'm going to just get to my piece. Because y'all know that I check on everybody, right? All I did was call a check on him, and that's it. I wasn't trying to get into no long, drawn-out conversation. But he
so
had
you,
to call.
You called a check on a brother, and did you engage in conversation? You engage in conversation. So you admit you called.
I love you.
So you say you called. Not J-Rob called me. I called and was bothering J-Rob.
J-Rob
and was bothering him, taking up his time when I could have been writing my piece for your show. I called J. Rob. That's what she said, brother. I called J. Rob. And what did the brother do?
I called him.
He didn't ignore the phone call like he should have done.
He didn't answer.
He answered the phone.
He pushed me to
it was
the
engaged.
Side, and then he called me back at like 8 o'clock. Why you going to call me so late? Huh?
Wow.
And then when I talk.
And then she talked about my mother, man.
I will screenshot the phone call and the time and everything and post it. Don't make me put the truth out there for real.
Uh-oh.
You know what I would do. You know I'm doing this computer and I'm doing this phone. I'll make up an entire conversation and send it to my mother and be like, Ma, these are the kind of people that be on my show talking badly about you. I ain't even friends with them like that. I try to show them a good time, but I don't even hang with people like that. They live somewhere in Philly, and you know, they wasn't raised right. So I just want you to know, Ma, that I don't go to Philly no more because of this kind of behavior.
I love y'all. We can play
filthy if you want to. I love
you
the mud.
I still got receipts. That's
uh-huh.
all that matters.
Bro, she uh-huh. said she
uh-huh.
got receipts.
That's right.
Brother,
she got
paper receipts. I got credit card proof.
Whatever, dude. I'm telling you, I got mm-hmm. it. I got time stamps mm-hmm. and everything. I don't care about that. mm-hmm. I just had to tell you that, Van, because I had to rush and write something, all right? So, yeah.
And Van, here's a question. They knew all day that they was going to be the get down. They knew all day.
They knew all day?
I was writing my book. I was writing in my book.
Uh-huh.
I was going to write something mm-hmm. for tonight, but anywho. Man, don't you have something to ask me?
We're just going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down. Your words create. Get on down.
Thank you. All right. When I breathe, my words create a portal for life unspoken on the frequency of unconditional love vibration, where some just can't seem to find their way through. When I breathe, my words create from pure intentions that ride on the molecular structure of that O2 I spit. So they know that the words that resonate with them, the light up ahead that they see, is a beacon of hope indeed, a sign. It's a yes. Yes, you are unique. Yes, you have purpose. You are worthy. You are loved. You are needed. Welcome. Come on in. It's your time to shine. When I speak, my words create the breeze, clearing the fog for them to finally see those eyes that always lit up true when they heard that you were coming through. So allow yourself to be celebrated, because when I breathe, my words create a portal for life unspoken. My words create, and that's that piece.
Go ahead, Watson. Go ahead, Watson.
I can tell from this piece, I ain't friends with her like I ain't friends with you right now, Zane. This piece was exceptionally good. I wasn't ready for this. I thought she was going to be like, roses are red, violets are blue, my poetry create words that look a lot like you. But no. She came in with something that sounded like she's sipping on a little bit of, I don't know, chocolate wine and just, you know, leaning back like, oh, you don't know who I am, huh? Well, let me tell you a little something about myself. And then she go into this piece. I genuinely enjoyed this piece. I wasn't expecting it. I owe you a bit of an apology. I don't forgive you, but I owe you a bit of an apology.
because I wasn't expecting this, and this piece is absolutely dope.
Thank you.
There, I said it. I said it. I said it. I'm done. The piece is dope. This is really, really good. What say you, Van Meadows?
I mean, you know how you go to a movie theater and you're sitting there eating your popcorn while the credits is going up, and then you're mad because you ate all your popcorn before the movie started, right? That's how I feel when I listen to this piece, because someone had brought me some homemade mozzarella sticks. So I'm sitting there eating them, and I'm listening to this piece, and I'm like, dang, between these mozzarella sticks and this piece, I'm like, I'm in heaven right now. And listen here, I loved everything about the piece, because I didn't think that she was going to go this direction either, but I'm glad you did. It showed the depth and where you were willing to go with the prompt in stretching your pen. So this was exquisite writing. Exquisite writing.
Thank you. Thank you. What's up? Thank you, y'all. And I accept your apology, J-Rob.
I'm just saying.
I had to go there one more time.
Mm-hmm. Now.
It's okay.
Now.
It's okay. No. It's okay, Van. No. Don't say nothing, sir. Say nothing. You say nothing.
Now, the Pearl and Negra, before we mosey you on over to the Get Down dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
I shall try. All right, so I'm going to start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air. You know how we do. You know, we tease y'all with it until we come up with something, but you know you're going to love it when we finally do. Whew. All right, so every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, which is hosted by Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pants perspective. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come to relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. And, sometimes on Monday nights, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarter, which is hosted by Epiphany's other own, King Atterbury. And I believe that is it. Oh, wait now. Every once in a while, we got the Soul Cafe, where I am one fourth host, and that is hosted by Epiphany CEO Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Poetic, and Just Jay. All right, I think I'm done. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Now let's go ahead.
Ben,
and What's up, Jay?
Before she forgot to also say, and by night, she's solving crimes with Batman, and during the daytime, she's solving riddles with the Riddler. But when she can't do that, she's also got her Dick Tracy comic book, because she's solving crimes with the J. Edgar Hoover full of unsolved mysteries. And then she asked her, you know, she's on that show, Unsolved Mysteries, every Thursday night. You know, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time before to get down.
No. I love y'all.
But she's not writing movies for Tyler Perry.
Right.
One love, one mic. Don't crazy self.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Check her out this coming Saturday, actually, for Poetic Therapy. Oof. Man, that was dope.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that was incredible. Man. Ugh. Listen, I don't know about you, man. I'm dying to see who else we got that's ready to dive in to this prompt this week, man. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic is our good brother C Double 34 Music, y'all. C Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Vaginal opening.
See,
really?
Yeah, bro. See, that's what I say. That's what I say.
I'm shook like Papa Doc in 8 Mile. Vaginal opening. I'm trying to get through that one. You know, you have to make sure that pH balance is correct with you, don't you?
I mean, listen.
Who cares?
Listen.
This is why George Clinton called it P-Funk. You understand that?
I do.
I have a different take on it, but I like where your head is at. You might need some chapstick
for that stuff. No, I'm like, look, some of this ran through. Not everything is right. Now, I'm just, this is a public service announcement. I'm trying to help you.
I like where your head is at.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I need a drink after
that. What's
good,
bro?
Hey, listen.
I'm good.
I'm about to light a cigar. Van in here doing this. I'm about to light a cigar just so I can stay even.
Shoot, I'm about to find me some vintage Wild Irish Rose after that. Dang.
No, he didn't hit us with the Wild Irish Rose. Okay.
I could have went Thunderbird. I could have went Ripple, but I'm going Wild Irish on this one.
Wild Irish Rose.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be of a certain age to know where this is coming from. Wild Irish Rose.
Mm-hmm, definitely. But how are you two doing?
Doing pretty good, bro.
Tonight's a very good night, brother.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I almost thought, J-Rob, you and La Pearl and Negra was going at it like Stephen A. Smith and Malika Andrews right there. I'm like, okay, what's up?
She started it. Bro, she started it. But I digress. I digress.
I know. I didn't want you to sound like Weezy Jefferson. You know that's how Stephen A. sound at times now. I'm just saying.
But that story got such a slant to it, though. But I understand. I understand.
Yeah. I'm watching out for you.
She started it.
Okay.
But again, I digress. I digress.
Okay. Okay.
Ben, please hold on, brother.
It's your turn, bro.
Oh, it's my turn because you were talking. See, this, again, I gotta blame this on Danielle. So, listen, C Double.
Just because she got locks does not make her Milli Vanilli. Stop blaming it. I'm just saying.
Blame it on. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey,
okay.
I don't care how fake they was. That was still some good music. I still got mine. I never turned it in.
Notice you just said music. You know you just said.
I said music. I knew exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, you music. Said music. You know. Okay.
You said music.
Yeah,
I know. C Double.
Yeah.
Big brother, we going to cut to the chase on this one. I'm going to light me a cigar and enjoy what the show got to offer because I'm still mad at Van, but that's a different story. But, yeah, you caught on to that word. But, brother, dig this. We're going to let you get on down because my words create ... go.
My words and poetry goes in circles and cycles. For certain, they travel from the Chitlin circuit to Cyprus. If I was insane in the membrane, I would be called in a circus surrounded by girls twerking, smelling foul, needing Lysol. Hi, y'all. I get raw wrestling in the 90s on Nitro, wearing a clock around my neck saying fight the power and don't believe the hype. Oh, this microphone is on fire, so ring the alarm and have the children in line. This is not a drill or a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is sparking words to drop Spartacus down to his knees, begging for mercy while listening to Cannonball Adderley. My words create catastrophes and impact from tragedy and then brings you back to one anytime. And this regeneration makes life much sweeter as I take my shoes and socks off like Mr. Rogers. Catch a whiff of my feet aroma. Odor eaters mixed with peppermint oil. The rest of my body of work is dipped in cool water. So be like it. Places as my words become laminated in your thought process, having men embrace their inner temptations while ladies get arrangements to display their finger waves. My words create a statement emblazoned on your brain stem. Now, I'm a party man. Tell me what my name is. In 34 different languages, it's internationally all the same, folks. My words create anthems and laughter and passion and sometimes anger. My words create conversations having you say, damn, did he just say that? Now, my words create stanza as a man of steel because the standard is the standard. Now stand up at attention because class is in session. My pen's crossing you over as the professor. And one more thing. My words create first take debates that speaks to the truth that's uncensored and still undisputed. It's rooted to be ruthless like a ninja with attitude. And if my words create room, give me the loot while you give me that look. That's my piece.
Bro.
Go ahead, man.
Bro. Hey, man, let me just tell you, man. I enjoy the way that you craft your pieces. I enjoy the way you put it down. I enjoy the way you put all the stuff into it that you do. And this piece is no different. Whenever we have a prompt such as this, you always rise to the occasion with your uniqueness, and I appreciate that. Dope ink, bro. As always, dope ink. Wise son.
Thank you very much.
Let me just start by saying how impressed I am how you merge these thought processes together the way you do, how you take these concepts and you put something together that actually not only fits the prompt for the evening, but you take it to such a different direction while staying on topic. It continues to stay outstanding for me. I really enjoy these type of pieces from you, bro. I truly do. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. I just want to let you know, and this is a confession of transparency, I stopped masturbating years ago, so I don't have to stretch my pen anymore.
What the hell, man?
I think of these things.
What the hell? Oh, man.
I want to get off. This makes the world stop, man.
No, you cannot get off. See, you want to clean up the aisle. No, stop.
I'm like Stewie right now. I hate it here.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Oh, my God. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Oh God.
See how you feel about that? The same way I felt about that vaginal opening. I'm like, come on man. Summer's Eve, please.
Shit.
I'm not saying
send
nothing.
Me.
I'm not
send
saying
me
nothing.
Send me to the detention center.
Yes. We'll go ahead.
Ben,
send you one over.
Yeah,
Jay.
Send him over there. I'm gonna light my cigar on that one. That's your boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, it's our boy C-34 Music, y'all. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic to you both of you, my brothers.
My bro. Yeah.
That's why I was your boy.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Wow. <Whew.
laughs> Are we ready to keep this, my words create poetry going? Are we ready, bro? You ready? You ready for the next artist to bless the mic? Are you ready?
I'm not sure. But yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, we have DSR's own, our brother, Rebel P. Jones. What's good with you, bro?
Thank you for waking up today. I'm still laughing about that, too, man.
Not you, too, bro. Come on.
See? He got you, too.
Shit, I wasn't ready,
Come
man.
On,
I'm actually crying right now. I laughed so hard. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, man. You just never know where creativity is going to take you sometimes. But you just never know.
Well.
I mean, after all,
it says my words create. And that's what my words created. I mean, what y'all want me to do?
Hey, yo, Rebel, how you doing, man?
J-Rob, I got something real special for you, dude. I know we ain't talking a while, but I went to Comic-Con this weekend.
Oh!
And I met,
talk to me, Daddy.
Whoa, I got you something thrown.
I don't even know if you're into it, but I thought about you because Bill Maher was there. Giving piece of the Silver Surfer's rebirth signed.
I mean, if you picked him one up, I sure hope you picked me one up.
I didn't get a second one, but I got something else for you, man.
Okay. Cool. I'm good now.
Yeah, I got something else for you, man.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Listen, we're a team, Jay. What you talking about? We're a team.
Very true.
Right?
Very true.
Right? You like comic books?
Mm-hmm.
I like comic books. You know? It's okay.
But Rebel is holding on to something very dear to me. Actually, you both are. Rebel, do you still have my challenge coin?
I most certainly do.
Van, do you still have my other challenge coin?
I most certainly do, bro. I got it with my life.
As long as my brothers, those are two things that mean the world to me. And even though neither one of you are Masonic, you're still my brothers. And that is a token that I tend to travel with. And you guys have my first two challenge coins that I've ever received that mean that much to me. The third one that I have, I got to give that to Mojave for obvious reasons. But I'm going to get it to him in a special way. But I wanted to make sure you brothers had something that I cherish. Comic books is all what we do. But that challenge coin is everything. And I'm glad you brothers still have it. So, yes, comic books and all, I got two very good brothers on the line with me. Rebel P.
Now, see, Van,
and Poetic.
I remember we talked before, and you was a fan of Punisher as well. I remember you said you liked Wolverine as well.
Yes,
so
that is correct. That is my number
Punisher
one
guy. I found the Punisher versus Wolverine two-set, man.
Say what now?
The two-set, part one and two.
Hey man, look. Hey man, don't.
Ooh.
Hey man, don't get me excited, bro. Don't get me excited.
I'm for real. Watch, I'll send you pictures later.
He will hang up his phone and come to your house. Don't tempt that man.
Absolutely, bro. Don't tempt me.
Don't tempt
Have
that
car,
man.
We'll travel.
I'll be on this. I'll be
we'll
on
travel.
The air by myself. I'll be on here by myself.
I found a tremendous amount of comic books that I went home with this weekend.
My man.
But specifically those three, I thought of you, Cash, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. You know, because there are some people in our circle who are jealous of the fact that me and J-Rob actually exchanged comic books. So he will remain nameless. He is a host of Epiphany, but he will remain nameless. I had to send him one of my old books that I had been collecting when I was a kid. I said, you know what, I'm just going to gift this to you. It's a DC All-Star Squadron. He'll know when he hears this. He'll know I'm talking about him, but I sent it to him because it was one of his favorites from when he was a kid. I said, there you go. I said, now you're part of the collective.
Yo, man, this is crazy, right? So I actually keep my comic books in a briefcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I always, like, every time I get a new comic, I put it in the briefcase. And I always get this little, like, imagination vision in my head of, like, this is Marcellus Wallace's briefcase, and it's this golden with
Ooh.
These classic comics.
Yeah.
And comic books, and yeah, man. It just,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. I got too many to store in a briefcase. I'd have to have hundreds of briefcases to put them in, and I'm pretty anal about them. I got them all alphabetized. I got them all, I keep telling myself, eventually, I'm going to have a bigger house so I can have a bigger space, because it's getting a little out of hand at the moment.
Or you can just save them till J-Rob gets down there. Let me take them off your hands and store them in the box.
Nah. I can't do that, bro. I got some for you, though. I do have some for you. And when you see what I have for you, you're going to be like, what in all get out?
I cried last time. I'm not messing with you. Nope. I ain't messing with you. You're a rebel. I'm going to take a picture of what your boy gave me, but I'll give you a hint. The man had the living audacity to bless me with the Batmobile, the original Batmobile. And then the Michael Keaton Batmobile. I didn't even tell you the other stuff, but he gave me the Batmobile.
Yeah.
I put that down and walked away from him. I put it down and walked away from him because I was getting emotional. But
uh-oh.
We can talk about that all day. Rebel, is it my turn, man, or is it yours?
Let's see. Who's this? Double A coming up. That was C double. Yep, it's your turn. Yep.
Yo.
Rebel.
Yo, but hold up. I didn't necessarily write the prop. I didn't know the prop, but I'm going to show you what my words create.
You know what we do. Please, get on down.
I call this, I'm nice with the pen. God, from an eternity of living, I reach down deep with my naked arms into the inspirational inkwell and grasp content, describing the color of words, and a voice speaks to me from the deep in an ominous whisper, don't envy the paintbrush. Oh, yes, how I do love to descriptively paint them, these teleporting words for particular types of people. I have been blessed with these particular skills set for your consideration. Here I go. I'll give you a forewarning about what's to come. Put your seatbelts on. I'm lost in a book of spells as I meditated too long, chanting in the mirror, and I literally got lost inside of my fucking self. Welcome to the madness. A wicked, wild ride through a puzzle box of broken promises and fairy tale memories. These are lies to myself. But these are my only truths, and these are my thoughts, silent the most, and early in the still morning darkness, before coffee, before sunshine, before the dragging knuckles of men, before the honey blood cutthroats of Wall Street, hustle and bustle, before all that wild ass nowadays, daily current chaotic, over-caffeinated culture begins. It is just me, and silence compensating and philosophizing about the current state of the world we're living in. We talked about a lot of what-ifs and what not, and I must say, conversations like these bring new perspectives to me. Okay, What now? What if, hold up, I'ma smoke something purple and orange. Good morning, Sativa. What if the first woman returned because to become the last woman because y'all didn't realize how much power you harnessed inside? Legacy of woman been too long caged in the shadows of men and a day in the life of that which we have taken for granted. So I ask it again. What if the first woman returned to become the last woman because y'all never realized how much power you harnessed inside? A day in the life of her mother's daughter, a woman with a voice that rumbles the earth when she sang out about a prophecy of thorns that would be forever heard beyond the realm, beyond the gates of God's gardens, beyond the future yet written about. Till I began to write them in 19 circular layers that overlap, create new flowers of life, scribing new memories upon the memory petals as it falls gently on the thoughts of the next deep poetic thinker that's nice with the pen. Peace.
Man.
Yo. Go ahead.
You don't have to use the prompt. Bro. when you're really into your pieces, you sound like a preacher telling the congregation, pay attention. God told me to tell you this. Pay attention. Did I say pay attention? I said pay attention. Oh wow. Wicked, man. Straight wicked. Van Meadows.
Hey, man, I'm going to say this. Hearing this piece, hearing you do this piece, bro, you are the prompt. Because this is definitely your words create. And, you preaching the hell out of somebody through this piece. And I dig it, man. I'm a huge fan of your work. I'm a huge fan of you, bro. So, like I said, thank you for waking up today, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you for waking up today, guys. For real.
Fire.
And, you know,
that was
in lieu of Women's Month, you know, so I wanted to show, you know, the mommies and the grandmommies and all the queens and goddesses, you know, some love, you know. Let them know they powerful, you know what I mean? That was for the ladies,
yeah.
The women.
Absolutely, bro.
They some powerful
bigger.
Things they can't never do, you know what I mean?
You's a bad boy.
Yes, sir.
You's a bad boy. You know you family. You family.
No doubt.
So whether you don't hear from me for a month or two, we gonna pick up where we left off regardless.
Yeah,
you
I know what
it is. For 5 years, we gonna pick up where we left off, bruh.
Yes, sir.
I miss hearing you spit your poetry. Oof, you's a bad
Thanks,
boy.
Man. You know,
my man.
A bad boy.
I'm in the university style school now, and they got me taking philosophies and stuff, right? So I'm into a lot of different types of reading than what I had been reading. You know, I was reading a lot about history before and about early peoples, and, you know, but now I'm into the way we think and critical thinking and theories and logic and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different type of reading, and, you know, you're going
right.
to write with feed your mind, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm with you on that. I got a class coming up on
women's studies. You know what I'm saying? My pen's just gonna, it's gonna be crazy when I'm done getting degrees and being a student and shit. You know what I mean? It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
You keep doing what you're doing,
bro.
Brother.
You keep doing it, man.
I support you 1,000,000%.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for waking up today, man.
You
I don't
too,
want to
King.
Take up too much more mic time, though. Let the other artists come on. You know what I mean?
We appreciate you,
Thank
bro.
You,
We're going to get you over that dance floor, man. Stick around. Hang out, man. You know. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Rebel P. Jones, DSR's own, on his way to the Get Down dance floor.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
That's right. Welcome back, Epiphany Radio. This is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the White Son, the dial-in number 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead, press 1. We're not going to bite. We just want to hear what your words create. Ain't that right, Jay?
Indeed. We're all creatives. And because we're all creatives, Van and I want to hear from other creators. That's what the Get Down is all about, and I can't wait to hear what y'all got to say.
I can't either. So let's keep it going. Next up, man, we got Double A, Kingpin. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Anthony Arnold. What's good, bro?
What's happening, brothers?
How you feeling, man?
How are you, good brother? Welcome to the Get Down this evening.
I'm doing well, but I am conflicted.
Pourquoi?
Go on.
I have a piece that fits the problem. I just wrote a piece no more than maybe 10 minutes ago that came from something I ran across. And you know how you run across certain things and you can't help but start writing. So that's what that piece was. Now, as I speak to you, I have words floating in my head. I already know the title of the piece. The title's going to be I Lie to Myself.
My God.
So when I get off with y'all, that's next. But I'm gonna do the original piece that I picked up. It was a piece I wrote back in the day. So if you'll indulge me,
well, let us get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
It's a piece called I Walk My Poetry Too. I want my poetry to raise consciousness, start conversation, ask questions. I wanted to teach history, show us in our glory, inform our children, show them where they come from. I want my poetry to speak to my people, teach my people, preach to my people. I want my poetry to show my passion, to share my pain, to be enveloped in my joy. I want my poetry to show who I am, what I am, the man that I am. I want my poetry and that's that peace.
All right, son.
Had to get off mute real quick. What I dig about this brother, this is so calm. And you know, man, I'm always on this music thing. But there are times when Kingpin will spit, I'm hearing orchestrated violin. There are times that I'm hearing a bass, I don't want to call it a guitar, but a floor bass, because I'm a real live jazz head. This piece deserves a nice low trumpet in the background, like faded in the back when he's given this. And every time he pauses, the octave just goes up a little higher and then comes right back down enough for him to start the next stanza. This is just a really dope piece. I could stand to hear it again, but I'll hear it again on the playback, but I love this. And because I'm so anal with it, when I listen to his piece on the playback, I'm just going to play a particular Miles Davis joint that I just got to hear behind it just to get it out of my head, because I heard it. As soon as he started with it, I was like, this is what fits. This is what fits, and the piece did not disappoint. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Poetic.
You know.
What say you?
You know, Kingpin, I say it at just about every show that I'm a fan of your work, man, you as an artist. But I'm a fan of the way that you pour yourself into your ink and come up with these kinds of pieces. And J-Rob is right. When you pause, octave goes up, it comes back down. It draws us in deeper. Because we hang on to every word that you're going to say after that. So, brother, I appreciate your gift, man, and I applaud you, man, and thank you. Thank you for being who you are.
Appreciate it. Mm. Yeah, this is one of those nights where my mind's kind of working in overdrive. So, and I saw when I got the invitation earlier today, I knew where I was going piece-wise.
Mm-hmm.
When I got the invitation and I saw what the prompt was. So I knew where I was going, but I was just flipping through different things, and I came up with a song from Mahalia Jackson.
Mm.
And a song called Trouble of the World. And they were playing it. It was a background piece during the time of Dr. King's funeral. And so my mind went going. So I
what's the name of the song
that
again?
Piece. The name of the song is Trouble of the World by Mahalia Jackson. And I was listening to Rebel, and if I can't remember the line in its entirety, but it said something about lying to myself. And the minute that I heard that, the words started flowing in my head.
Gotcha.
That's when I finish with you guys. That's what I'm gonna be working on, and it'll just be a toss up which one I release first. Well, I may just put both of them out.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I just put that piece in the event page. That Mahalia Jackson song. I just put that in the event page.
No, by all means, please do. maybe it'll inspire somebody else.
Amen. Someone already
bro.
Hit us and said, I love that
bro.
Song.
Definitely.
So,
Like I always say, I appreciate the platform. I appreciate you two brothers.
Man, we appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you.
Ditto. We truly, truly appreciate you. And again, congratulations on your upcoming book release. And thank you for allowing Van and myself an opportunity to contribute in a small way. The gesture just goes without words and just without saying how much we appreciate you. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
That was an honor for me. That was an honor for me. I appreciate it.
Now, my brother, that dance floor is something hot out there tonight. So I hope you're ready.
Yeah. I will have to beg off. I'm going to beg off this time because I got some writing I need to do. But I
all
promise.
Right. Don't let your pen slide you in out there now.
No. I promise the next week I'll get out there and cut a rug y'all ain't never seen.
All right. Look forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, double A. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. Y'all be safe and take care.
You too, my brother. Man, why, son, my gracious.
Talk
to me. That brother. Hey, man, I'm always honored to hear him bless the mic, man. I can't even front, man. I can't even front. But we got us a go-go brother, man, coming up next, man. You ready for our go-go brother? Not the West Coast go-go brother.
Am I ever?
This the East Coast go-go brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, how y'all? I'm good, man. And just out here. Just out
good
here.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You know, I try to get on sometimes when I can. And the last time, I owe a poem.
We don't even want to talk about the last time, bro. We don't even want to talk about
that. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. Let's just talk about today.
We're not going to talk about the last time, bro.
We're going to talk about today, bro.
We're just going to leave the last time in the past. That's where that's going to stay. Ain't that right, J-Rod?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God.
What happened in the past happened in the past. We
in
talking
past.
About new
that's
stuff.
I'm
glad. So. Go ahead, Ben.
So, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, tonight we're talking about my words create ... So, we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Well, I didn't prepare for the prompt,
But you're a freestyler, so it shouldn't even matter. Get on down.
Yeah. I ain't got no excuse. Okay. Well, the name of this freestyle is called My Words. Let me penetrate through your mind like the revolution. I am the man that made the contribution so deep. Speak within the ancestors. Make words of my own reflection. Let me go right to your direction. Put it to another level. We be like risen, like something special. How powerful are my words that I speak? Those ancestors like Malcolm X. Who taught you? Who brainwashed you? I'm here to go ahead and clear your whole mind. I know you fed up. Another test, moments up or less. I'm like Dr. King. I'm going to bring out the best. I'm like Mega Abbas. I'm going to speak from my chest. I'm like, the Black Panther Party ain't nothing except for less. You want to see the go ahead and have the power to fight the power movement. I'm like Public Enemy. I'm giving you remedy. The whole type of energy. We rock through a century. I am the life lesson. Words and everything like knowledge became a weapon. Go ahead and knock all that tried to make you a slave. But I'm ready to invade. These words that have displayed my words are like powerful. My words, African. Go ahead, the red, black, and green. My words are obscene because my words is about to clean just like a machine. You can see, you can feel the power. I'm at the podium. The words, they felt all the way to the group. I salute, make the contribution. You will feel my words all over this room. It's power. It's power. We looking at the hour. It's automatic, charismatic, lyrical, and kids in the Marlin pipe and dry.
Power, King. Power. That's what I'm talking about. I guess he was prepared, J-Rob. What you think, man? He sounded prepared to you, huh?
Yeah, he was sitting there talking about, I ain't got nothing prepared. Mm-hmm. Another freestyle fanatic came through and did what he was supposed to do at that pen. Come on now, stop your
playing. Yeah, I ain't got no, y'all won't let me have an excuse. It ain't like I could get off
exactly.
The hook. None, bro. None, no excuse whatsoever. None.
Come on. But I'm gonna do you a solid.
Well, no, musically I'm gonna do you a solid.
I'm driving too much.
It's okay, but I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm gonna play some Dougie Fresh and Chuck Brown for you.
My man.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Dougie Fresh and Chuck Brown, tribute to go-go music. So I got you covered.
My man.
Oh. Yeah, my man. Dougie Fresh. Enjoy. On. You know what? When I listen to Dougie Fresh and Chuck Brown, I feel like I'm in my 20s. I know. It just feels that way. It just feels that you.
That's all right. You're as young as you feel, baby, so enjoy the music.
Absolutely, bro.
I might, don't do too much. I may start doing something on the dance floor. That music is kind of contagious, man. I might.
That's why it's called go-go, daddy.
That part.
Yeah, well, you just go and go.
There you go. We go and go.
All right. All right, go, we'll get you on over to the get down dance floor. So that you can go ahead and we got that go-go coming through, baby.
All right, now I'm going to go ahead and play it while I'm driving.
All right, bro.
There you go.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Automatic Charismatic coming through. Next up on the mic, area code 219, welcome to the Get Down. Let everybody know who we got on the mic. I believe I know, but let me just hear you.
What's good, brother, man? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. I knew this was you, man. I knew this was you. What's good, brother? Oh, how you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm doing well, guys. I'm progressing one day at a time, man. Everything's going good so far.
Hey, that's all we can ask for. One day at a time, brother.
I'm glad to hear it, man.
One day at a time. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Very good to hear from you. So listen, Brother
Indeed.
O, this week, Van and I are asking the poets a particular question. It's not even a question. It's really a prompt. And I want you to hit it right when I give it to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Right.
Okay. My words create ... and go.
My words... Create, create an atmosphere where it causes people, if our words create the power to inspire people, my words create the unique ability of me of telling it like it is without having to apologize for what I have to say and how I say it. And with that being said, I'm going to share this poem called Beware the Company That You Keep Around You. This is how my words create transparency and brutal honesty without compromise and without apologies. You become the company that you keep around you. Choose people that add value to your life, not subtract from it. My dear brothers and sisters, if we could take anything away about the recent controversial events surrounding Memphis Grizzlies point guard Ja Morant, always choose your friends and associates with extreme care and use wisdom in who you pick to be a part of your circle. The company you keep can and will affect the opportunities that you have. It's very sad and unfortunate to see a brother who is a once-in-a-generation talent, a brother who has the potential to be one of the greatest point guards to ever play in the National Basketball Association, a brother who is a highlight reel with his incredible athletic abilities and his ability to dunk the basketball, a brother who came from a solid two-parent home in the hood, a brother who had a strong father figure, and a brother who was part of the next generation of NBA superstars to elevate the game of basketball once LeBron James retired. Now, this brother Rich ended up losing a $200 million contract, losing major endorsements, and wasting his God-given talent in the basketball court, all because of the company he keeps around him. Shannon Sharp even said on his television show, Undisputed, that Ja Morant was traveling down the road he didn't need to be on. See, Morant was spotted in the Denver nightclub carrying a gun on Instagram Live. He was extremely fortunate to not have been arrested and shot down by the police. Thank God he didn't get charged on unlawful possession of a firearm. Morant is extremely fortunate that didn't take some tragic or catastrophic for him to realize the errors of his ways. And thank God he only got an 8-game suspension by the NBA for kind of detrimental to the league. My dear brothers and sisters, the company that you keep has a major influence on you. Here we have a 23-year-old young man who is a millionaire hanging around a bunch of crabs in a barrel who will end up pulling him down to that level if he continues to hang around them. See, brothers and sisters, don't show off your money and wealth before thieves and freeloaders. What Ja Morant did was plain foolish and immature. He is trying to be something that he's not. Want to be thug, pretend to be a tough guy. Trying to be about that life will cost him everything unless he changes some of the people in his circle and distances himself from some of his family members. And he needs to realize that he has been blessed to be on one of the biggest stages in professional sports. Morant needs to set a better example for young men like himself before he loses everything and his phone stops ringing, trying to get street cred for pretending to be a tough guy. See, my dear brothers and sisters, when you are at a certain level in your life, you're going to have to change the company that you keep and rid yourself of Negroes who would attempt to pull you down to their level. You got to rid yourself of Negroes who hang around as long as they can get something from you. And you need to rid yourself of Negroes who are shady characters that bring you bad news, trouble, chaos, and drama, and maintain your distance from them because you're in a different stratosphere and level of life than they are. That's that real life peace. These are how my words create transparency. That's that peace.
Absolutely, bro. Appreciate you for your transparency always, man, within your scripted pieces, my brother. I love it, man. The truth. That is Brother O. Appreciate you, bro. Wise son.
I like that. I got the message. I like that. Transparency is everything. And if we don't do nothing else, with the people who is close, who are closest to us, we must maintain a certain air of transparency. I can dig that. And you got to watch the company that you keep, because those words are powerful.
Yeah.
I dig it. I dig it. All right. Well, Brother O, we're going to escort you over to the get down dance floor. Don't hurt nobody, but save some people for me and Vanny dance with, big bro.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Thanks for having this platform.
Hey, thank you for joining us on this platform.
Thank you, bro.
Truly appreciate you.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the get down dance floor, that's our good brother, Brother O. One love, one mic, bro.
Thank you.
Man. Woo. All right. Let's keep this party going, man. We got us. Hey, YSN, we got us a treat. We got us a treat, bro.
What you mean we
got
a treat?
We got us Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
You lying.
Now, y'all right know here? Damn well.
He's right here.
Y'all know goddamn way. You know what? Never mind. But y'all damn well know, both of y'all, know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
No doubt. But we're going to have a different conversation
hold on, hold
right
on.
Now.
Hey, hold on. What Martin say when he was old, man? No diggity, no doubt.
No doubt. You fucked J-Rob up with that one. He over there trying to get it together right now.
I hate both of you right now.
I didn't know that y'all had Kawhi Leonard on here tonight. At least I thought it was that fucked up laugh that Automatic Charismatic had. I said, oh, shit. Yeah, that's different. Damn, you will never confuse that laugh with nobody else. That's one of them laughs that come from the people that stayed in one classroom all 12 motherfucking years.
Right, that part.
He's much different than everybody else. See, you know, he's a special kind of guy. That's what I'll say. Just a special kind of guy.
I'm not fucking with today.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man. I just ain't been in there. I just wanted to come through and say what's up to y'all, you know. Show a little love.
It's been a minute.
I'm glad to see y'all still doing your thing. Should always.
Oh, the get down is here.
We here, bro.
Yeah.
The get down is here. We not going nowhere no time soon.
I got to start back coming through more on a regular. But I ain't been writing, though. And, you know, I don't like keep doing old shit. But I mean, I'm going to get back in the lab and shit, but just
I mean,
wanted to tell you I'm glad
to
see
y'all. It's old shit to you, but to somebody who haven't heard you, Metaphoria, it's some new, beautiful material.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I appreciate that. So for y'all that ain't heard me, come back next week. I'll have a piece ready next week. But see, I ain't a freestyler. Y'all ain't finna embarrass my motherfucking ass. Give me just throwing words together that rhyme and shit, and y'all don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's neither here nor there. Like, glad to see. You know, the good now is one of, like, y'all been running for a minute, you know, and that's some cool shit right there. You know, it takes a lot to do this shit every motherfucking week, every motherfucking month. For years, I've been like, shit, man, fuck poetry. I'm like, I need a break. But y'all sticking with it, man. That's great. Y'all give a great platform for people and shit.
At this point, Dave, the platform is more about everybody else than it's the evolution of what the Get Down has become. You know, because there's times that circumstances dictate that we can't be on the air, and that's unfortunate. But it's dope that we get people sending us text messages and occasionally a phone call like, "Yo, what's up? How come there's no show?" You know, and it tells us that we're doing something right.
Right, right.
It definitely tells
like,
that we're doing
something. If people weren't enjoying your shit, you wouldn't hear nothing from it. Like, they'd just be like, oh, well. You know, it just ain't no show to mm-hmm. But when they hitting you up like, hey, yo, what's the deal? That's letting you know you're reaching people. So
exactly.
For people, but reaching people at the same time. And you know, shit's crazy in the world right now. Hell, it just laid the rest of younger homeboy man today. I got another funeral coming up Saturday and another one sometime next week. Life's short. Y'all better enjoy this motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's the way definitely. I see it, shit. Go out on the weekend, drink heavily, snort cocaine, and hump raw. Fuck it. You only get one life to live.
Ladies and gentlemen,
go out this bitch.
The
okay.
comments and the views expressed by Mr. Metaphoria are not those of Epiphany Radio and its affiliates.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Your public service announcement for the day. Sponsored.
Like, we ain't say that shit. Mm-mm. No, no.
Yeah,
no.
We did.
But yeah, man, like I said, I just slid through the show some love, but y'all got my word. I will be back first, second, or third in line next week with a brand new piece. So y'all just let me know early what the topic be. I'm going to have a brand new piece for it and shit.
Sounds good, bro.
Hey,
if y'all got room for a motherfucker, I might even hang out with y'all. If y'all you just have a meeting on that and see if y'all approve of that, I might come in and co-host with y'all if y'all got space for a motherfucker. I won't even talk much. I know I can get wordy.
Yeah, man, he said I don't even talk much.
Say,
and if somebody says something, and Dave
be
like, this is the bullshit I'm talking about.
I'll be on my best behavior.
Interesting. And the Pope is
Jewish.
Okay.
For all callers still listening, if you would like to hear me co-host with the infamous Van and John next week right here on the Good Down, just go ahead and put a post on the event page and let them know. Shit. They treat me like a white stepchild. They let me come through every once in a while, but I can't play with the toys. I can't push buttons and shit, you know, so they let me. Remember back in the day when you were playing, like you'd be playing Sega and Nintendo and PlayStation and shit, and people kept winning and you had to wait on your turn. You had to wait forever. That's how they treat me. They let me watch them play the game, but they won't let me have a turn. It's just, if y'all would just start a picket line or something to let me come in here next week and just hang out for one night, I would surely appreciate it.
Everyone within a sound of our voice, if you would like to hear Mr. Metaphoria on the Get Down as and return as the unofficial third host, please say something in your event page.
Let it be known.
Let it be known.
Put on them Martin Luther King 3000s and march for a nigga or something, you know. Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
What say you, Bad Metal?
I'm Philippian 13.
I'm all for it. Worldmaster 3000s, whatever.
That one vote. John? You don't live the host.
I'm still thinking, Dave.
Hey, you still motherfucker. You're trying not to call the person a motherfucker when you come to this show. And then they pull some shit like that. Then you got to call them a motherfucker.
See? This is hot. You never know what you're getting. You got to be careful. You gotta be careful.
Well, see, I said I would behave next week. I didn't say nothing about this week.
I'm so glad Miss Mary's not here. Oh.
Yeah, me too.
I would definitely feel like Mother. Mother Dave would like to say something to you. Hello.
Right.
Since she ain't here this week, I would be like, Miss Mary, see, he turned into a motherfucker when he got grown. You did great for 18 years. He took his own road after that. It's not your fault. He took his own road. But I won't burn no more daylight. I know y'all got at least one or two more 30 callers or whatever. Hey, you just want to come through, show some love, say y'all keep doing your shit. But, you know, like I say, if after the voting is over, you know, if it is said to be, I will be to hang out with y'all next week and co-host, and I'm just sitting in the corner quietly and just give my little commentary, very clean commentary, you know, and just, you know, y'all know how I do.
We definitely know how you do,
bro. We definitely know how you do.
Yeah, so y'all keep fighting a good fight. Automatic, charismatic, if you're still listening, write some shit next week. Don't you do that freestyle shit no more, because I ain't know what the fuck you was talking about. But thank you, Cleveland. I'm out of here.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that pivot is on Mr. Metaphoria. He might come through next week on a get down. If y'all say yes, I already said yes. J-Rob got to say yes. So, you know, y'all get in J-Rob's inbox and tell him, let him host, let him host, let him host. All right. Well, son, you ready to keep this party going?
Am I ever? Am I ever?
All right. Next up, I'd just like them introduce themselves. Epiphany Zone. Let everybody know who you be.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What's going
Divine
on,
Divine Inspiration is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you, my
What's
buddy.
Up, big brother?
Chilling, chilling. Falling back. And realized what time it was. So I said, let me get on the phone and drop on in.
Well, we're glad you did,
and
bro.
Of
we're
course,
glad you did.
I had to come in right behind Mr. Metaphoria. And I
yes,
posted my votes in the event page. Emphasis on the word vote. Saul Sampson voted. Divine Inspiration voted. Pastor Paul voted. Pastor Flanky voted.
Lord. Man, talk to your brother.
Divine Inspiration, my brother.
Now. If only I could figure out how to get a check for each one of them, I'd be good. A legitimate check.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Hey, man, but tonight, man, we know who you be. We know who you are. But we want to know. My words create dot, dot, dot. So, go ahead and get on down, bro.
Thank you, King. I can remember a time when decisions were easily made and oft times with no residual or collateral damage. It's like we just instinctively knew. Well, that may be a butt whooping or two, but we knew. Time and all more and more influences and experiences and that worldly taint disguised as distractions has stripped and chiseled. Compromise our connection. So much of our wants and quote-unquote needs and goals are just that, ours. We've either lost or just no longer have the desire to hear that small, powerful voice of God. We've either lost or just no longer have the ability to discern the gentle guidance of God that is theoretically perfectly fine. Because with our newfound intelligence in this computer age, there is less and less need for the will of God when we have Apple as our educator in our age. The lines are most definitely blurred in this each and every day brings the chance that we present our own Judas kiss. I think I may have allowed myself to be duped into believing a few of my own lies, posing as justification. That was what I heard the Father say. Perish the thought. Somewhere inside, I think I knew. In reality, it was all along, no one but me. Discernment to see or to feel or the ability to once again instinctively recognize God's hands presence in my life must be my most passionate prayer to rebuke distraction and walk and talk with him to become instinctively familiar with him again ravenously as I was with him many years ago. This blessing that has carried me, that has saved and raised me is what, why, and how I am able to write. And with God's blessing, what I write, what God enables me to create. The psalm is called poetry. I am my poetry. And my poetry is me. And poem.
I really like that.
Yeah, man. Go ahead, bro.
I was really digging that. No, Van, you know, I mean, I'm really digging where he took this and what have you. It's a spiritual journey, but he is his poetry. I'm really, really, really enjoying that. Go ahead, Pastor. Talk to
me,
man.
I appreciate that. Appreciate
hey, man, this was a serious piece, Paul. I mean, you really went in, and your delivery on this piece was very calm, very direct, deliberate, and focused. And you made sure you hit every point that you needed to hit with this piece, bro. And I dug this piece, Paul. I dug this piece a lot.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, we always cheat a little on something. You know, I'm blessed that he's given me that ability. When I listen to him, I cheat a little bit, but I appreciate your words, fellas, because we all need that oof every now and then to let us know that, yeah, you're still on the right track, you know?
Amen. Amen, brother.
Yeah, it's good. And the fact that there are platforms every night of the week on Epiphany makes it that much easier.
Indeed.
Speaking of platforms every night on Epiphany, hey, bro, go ahead and let everybody know what you got going on.
Well, it just so happens that every Sunday night, 9 p.m., same bat time, same bat channel, is the Inspiration Factory, where myself find inspiration, and my partner in praise, my buddy, the road dog, I should say, because at most times neither one of us tend to be on the road. But anyway, Mr. Alonzo, this is just where we just praise God, praise poetry, praise each other, uplift each other, and fellowship, just do what it do. Come on through and find out what we do for yourself. 319-527-6300. And that's all I got to say about that for now.
Appreciate all right, my brother. Appreciate you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Divine Inspiration, on his way over to the Get Down dance floor, ready to do some moves. One love, one mic, bro. Take your socks off. No, you got to have your shoes on, man. You got to take your socks off. What you doing, bro?
Well, I'll take them off when I get to the floor.
Yeah, okay. He said he's going to take them off when he gets to the floor,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He said, oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Epiphany's own Divine Inspiration. One love, one mic, bro.
God bless you.
God bless you, bro.
My man. Talk to me, Van.
Hey, man, that was fire.
Yeah, I really dug that.
That was fire, man. It was fire. You know? So.
I really dig it.
What you think about the show so far, man?
Listen. This show is like a Temptations lyric when they said, I'm doing fine here on cloud nine. How are you feeling about the show, bro?
I mean, the show is fire, bro. It's an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it, man.
Come on now. Welcome to the Get Down. Talk to me. So who we have?
Hey, man, look. That was it, man. He was the last one for the evening, bro. Nobody else want to press one and spit. They're scared.
Well, hold on. If he's the last one, then please allow me something, because our brother Jay Walker is in LAX airport. It's too loud, but he did send his piece over because he wanted to make sure that he got heard tonight, and he didn't want to miss the show. But he's in travel, and he hit me with the piece. Was like, you know, I had to share his piece, if that's okay.
No, it's fine, bro.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this piece that I'm about to give you is from our good brother, Jay Walker. And if you normally hear how Jay, myself, and Van joke around, you understand the phenomenal energy that we share with this brother, the same way we do with David Mott and some of the other brothers that come through. But this is him, and it's called My Words Create. My words create opportunities for you to escape your present now. They allow you to spread your imagination and glide through the cosmos, take deep breaths, then explode. My words have wings but do not fly away, but fly into the listener's ear and get lost in your thoughts. My words create vision. For those who need words of encouragement and to be uplifted, my words create division in an unjust society and corrupt judicial system. My words hold the true balance between love and hate, with enough power to banish me to hell or walk through the pearly gates. My words create orgasmic eruptions with enough poetry to play to leave wet spots underneath the covers. My words unfetter fantasies and satisfy the freaky things that only imagine in her dreams. At 2 a.m. in the morning, when she's lonely and horny, when she wants me to come over and recites the things that's written in my poetry, my words creates me an audience. And if I can be candid and honest, my words is my living, breathing testimony. Because my words create, my words create. Signed, sealed, and delivered by Jay Walk. Thank you, King. Appreciate you.
Venom. He got it. He's fire, man. You know he's fire. That's a dope mm-hmm. piece, man. I just told him, man, he better call in and spit.
Well, he's at LAX, and it's too loud. So he was like, yo, let me drop something and let you brothers work with it. And you know I'll put that on the event page.
It's fire, man. Mm.
But this was a very, very, very good show. And Van, a very, very good poet in our immediate circle, because of this show, gave us a dope prompt. And the prompt is, you are the prompt.
Okay.
You are the prompt. Sounds like a ferocious freestyle, but you are the prompt. And then you and I could go anywhere with that.
Right.
Because what can Van prompt J-Rob to write about? And what can I write about through a prompt? And I know you said that to Rebel.
Yeah.
So we got to give Rebel some love on that. But Gwen C. hit us up and was like, that should be your next show.
I mean.
Kisses on the cheek to Gwen C. Saluting high fives to Rebel P. So talk to me, Van. I hear the wheels spinning, brother. Talk to me.
I mean, I like it, you know. I like it. Let's do it.
Excellent. We're gonna work on that. But Van, I ain't angry with you no more. I was mad, envious, and jealous of you because the piece you dropped this evening, that was nothing short of spectacular. I was a little envious. I was like, he done did it again. I was like, anytime Van let me go first, he's like, because I'm bringing you on that best of Van joint. I came to bring the pain, hardcore for you. And you just, you're like, nah, you go first, I got something. I was like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, yeah. When it's Vance turn, you hear, doo-doo, doo-doo.
I was my like, man.
Here we go with that theme music again. Here we go with his
my
theme
man.
Music again.
You already
but,
know. But
I'm not going to front. I enjoyed that piece immensely. It's still in my head. But give him the rundown, Van.
Thank you,
please.
Bro. I appreciate it. No, man, I enjoyed your piece, bro. I mean, it's there, man, you know. But join Epiphany Radio. Tomorrow night there will be no show. But Saturday night, Poetic Therapy with a Pearl and Negra. Sunday night, Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, stay tuned for Tuesday night. We'll keep it open at the moment. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, Mrs. VIP and the Pearl and Negra. And, of course, next Thursday we'll be right here with the Get Down with J-Rob, the White Son, Yours Truly Poetic, and maybe, Mr. Metaphoria.
Just maybe.
Last words, start with my brother J-Rob, the White Son.
First and foremost, good brother, let it be said openly that I love you, Van. I can't ask for not only a better host, but a better friend and a better brother. Not a better brother and a better friend. A better friend and an even better brother. Bro, you a throwback kind of dude. They don't make cats like you no more, man. Stay the dude that you are. Thank you for the late night conversations that we have when I'm going through my nonsense and things are bothering me. Thank you for keeping me in prayer. Thank you for your poetry. I truly appreciate you, man. I can't do this Get Down thing by myself, bro. And I want to thank all the listeners who have given us some kind words with respect to how Van and I have stayed consistent with what we're trying to accomplish with poetry and how we try to stretch your pens. I love every single one of you who didn't find it to be robbery to spend some time with us. I thank every single one of you for taking that kind of time out of your day or your evening, per se, to spend it with Van Meadows and myself. Thank you so much, and we look forward to bringing some other new shows to you, and hopefully you'll enjoy them as much as you did tonight. And again, Van, I salute you, and I say thank you, brother.
Salute you too, bro. Thank you. Love you more, bro. I appreciate, you know, the kind words and sentiment, but I couldn't do the show without you. That's number one. And number two, man, your family, Jay, you know. You know, we pray for each other, we look out for each other, we cover each other, and we're more than friends, man. You know, we're brothers, man. This is what we do. But before we close out the show, we do have another caller. So before, you know, before
uh-oh.
I decide to press one,
uh-oh.
Let's see who we got. Welcome
my
to
bad.
The Get Down. Who do you be? Who do you be?
Hello.
Okay.
Can
I'm
you hear
a
me?
Great voice.
Hello.
Yes, we can.
We can hear you.
Who do we have?
This is Tony B.
Well, hey, Tony B. How you doing?
Tony B, what's up, girl?
I'm well.
Long time no see.
How's it going?
Happy New Year.
Going good. How you doing?
I know. I'm well. Decided to press one. At the last moment, I found my poetry book.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well,
so I didn't get a chance to write to the prompt because I tuned in late. So.
Hey, but you're here now. So we're not going to hold that against you. Are we, Van?
Not at all.
Hey, Van, do me a favor. Usher
up,
her
bro?
To the microphone if you would, big brother. If you wouldn't mind ushering sister to the microphone.
Tony B. Please step
yeah.
this way and go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This is an oldie, but I think it's a good one. Sitting here, glancing across the room, having all sorts of freaky thoughts, picturing how warm those lips will feel pressed against my soft, pulsating honey pot. Mmm. And this flavor is tasty. Wonder, do you see me gazing your way? My imagination is fucking you like crazy. Do you have any idea of what I'm thinking? If you did, you'd be doing more than just smiling at me. I need another glass. Mmm. Something about the way his lips move when he speaks to me, as if calling my inner being. Floating on clouds, swimming in a river of fiery pleasure within, I find myself centered with his face, my hands around his head, diving deeper, and got me feeling weak in the knees. Body pleading, don't stop. Tingling from the inside, lightheaded. My world is spinning. I can't stop. The taste of him. I want more. Glass in one hand, blunt in the other. He's laid back now. I get high on him. Eyes close slowly, grind deeper. With each consuming inch, he gasps with intense pleasure. In a natural groove, sip, puff. Liquid gold and sativa cloud in my mind. My lips on his neck, with each stroke I glide. He smells good. As my tongue traces the sweat down his chest, I feel his hands mapping out beats up and down the crease of my back. My body reacts to the tunes being played, the orchestra being played inside. We dance. Our bodies intertwined. We dance. The orchestra being played, the rhythmic motion. Body is speaking to me. He's about to explode now. Fast, slow, steady, faster, slower. Make it last. Right there. Deeper, faster. Release. Damn. Don't blame it on the mellow. And that's my piece. Thank you.
So you decided to come in here and steam up the place.
You know what it costs to clean these windows when you do shit like this? You know what it costs to get the sweat off the walls when you steam up the walls like this? And these guys work as union workers. You know what it costs to pay union workers at this hour when you steam up the place like this?
Indeed.
Well, needless to say, this was a very, very exquisitely delicious piece of poetry. Even had sound effects, Jay.
You saw, hey, Van, Vinny and the guys were leaving. And as soon as she started with hers and gave the sound effects, they were like, we're doing overtime.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for actually holding on. Oh, you're welcome.
Well, it was worth holding on to.
Hey, this is worth paying these guys overtime. So I'm with you.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the closing of the show. One love, one mic.
Right on. One love, one mic.
In my J-Rob voice, sweet baby Jesus. What's
hey,
up, bro?
What's up, bro? We had a brother, Eric Aguilar, who sent us a piece. I posted it in the event page early this evening because we tuned in at about 9:30. So I wanted people to make sure they got a chance to get the brother. He dropped a really dope piece. You know, I don't know if we have enough time for me to spit it,
but I wanted to make sure he got his words out as well, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, Eric, I didn't want to make sure that you didn't think that we wasn't going to say something, brother, but I had to put it out there for you. His piece is called My Words Create, which tells me that this was a really dope prompt, man. My words create the world that I stay in. Unequivocal fate in all the words that I'm saying. My words create a picture on a page. My mind explains a way to how the patterns will lay. And with a curse and a praise, the words I create manifest exotomic by the proclamation of exhale vibration of breath. My words create a distinction of reality and blueprints the fashioning of future. My words create realization. They come crashing through a picture. My words create the existence of a sentence and insist on pronunciation in the expression of every instant. My words create diplomacy or wage the rages of war. My words can create cages or inspire your mind to soar. My words create the text to be read with authority in the richness of authenticity, imploring a moral majority. My words create ripple across the pond of the mind and the soul sediment architects of an alphabetic to find. Eric Aguilar. Thank you, brother. And his piece is also posted in the event page. Again, thank you, Eric.
Again, thank you, bro. I read this piece as well. He sent it to me too, and I told the brother he should come on and spit. But I understand. I understand, but this is a great piece. So good job, my brother. Now, back to closing out the show. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, sir.
Without
your turn,
you, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. We exist because you exist. There's no better way that I can put that. So night in and night out, you come through, decide you want to share your gift with us. We're humble and appreciative that you take the time out of your schedule to hang out with us. So join us Saturday night, La Perla Negra, Poetic Therapy. Come on, hang out. Don't let the party just stop today. We got a couple more days left in the week, and then we can start it all over next week. So, with that being said, one love, one mic, and remember to always take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Baby.